At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
And this afternoon on the Newsmaker, what we're going to be talking about today is Iowa's hands-free law. Now, last summer, if you heard our interview with Sheriff Aaron Dodd here in Franklin County, we talked about the start of this law. There is a grace period that started July 1st of last year going through the end of the year. Now, effective last week, January 1st, Iowa's hands-free law, now fully enforced, prohibits holding or manually operating phones and maybe some other devices while driving. And remember, during this time, there are now violations of this law after the warning period will carry a $100 fine plus court costs and surcharges, and it does go on beyond that if you get caught with this more than once, so keep that in mind. Right now, we are joined by Hampton Police Chief Mark Morrison to talk about Iowa's hands-free law, what to expect, what you can still do during this time, even after the hands-free law is in effect. You can still use your phones, but it has to be hands-free. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So it's fully enforced now, and that means, again, if law enforcement officers find you using your phone where you're just quickly swiping, maybe getting some directions, you can now get pulled over, and that can carry a fine. And it starts with a $100 fine. And right now, Mark, first and foremost, let me talk a little bit about what it means to be hands-free, because there might be some gray areas when it comes to a mount on your dashboard, but at the end of the day, I guess it is hands-free after all. So just kind of tell us a little bit about that and what people can expect when they're driving on the roads.
Yeah, the grace period started July 1st of 2025 and then fully enforced on the 1st of this year. We did take part in the warning period and issuing warnings and verbal warnings during that time frame. And now it's time that tickets start getting issued. People are starting to learn. And what it means to be hands-free is you can't hold your phone, you can't scroll, type on your phone, you can't use your GPS as far as typing an address on the phone. You can't stream videos. You can only use your phone if it's in hands-free mode or using Bluetooth or speakerphone, things like that.
So, Mark, along with this hands-free law that's been talked about is the use of the Bluetooth technology. Obviously, cars have had this in them for 15-plus years now, but there still remains the possibility that someone's driving around an old car that doesn't have that technology, so they might use what's called a dashboard mount, I guess. How do people proceed with using that if they don't have that Bluetooth option with their vehicle? Because using that mount, you know, they have the tendency to maybe move over, touch the screen. I know it's essentially hands-free, so kind of explain what goes on there in using that mount if your car doesn't have the Bluetooth capability.
Yeah, you can use mounts you can buy anywhere from your local stores, any of your cell phone dealers, and they also sell Bluetooth adaptive devices to help you also with that to make it hands-free. Most of your newer cars, you can just hook them up, link them Bluetooth, and it's done, but you do need an aftermarket part for any older vehicle.
And again, we are joined by Hampton Police Chief Mark Morrison as we are talking about Iowa's hands-free law, now fully enforced as of last week, January 1st. Again, there was a six-month grace period starting in July 1st of last year. Like I said earlier in the interview, over 11,000 people were cited during the grace period in Iowa. Over half of those were taken, or about half of those were taken, by the Iowa State Patrol, but there's no fines during that time because it was still kind of a learning experience, especially for drivers and maybe for law enforcement officers to get acquainted with what to see with someone using a phone. And I guess here, Mark, was there anything extra like local police departments or sheriff's departments that you know of that you guys had to be aware of as this took effect last July and now fully enforced here as of January 1st? I guess I don't want to say training because a lot of you guys have been on the job for several years, but was there any extra things you guys had to do in preparation for this law now fully in effect, I guess?
No, not really. Just they educate us when the new laws come out. Sometimes there's some videos and some pamphlets that get handed out to us. And then there's usually some educational tools for us to hand out to the public as well.
All right, very good. And again, your device needs to be on a Bluetooth connection, a wireless connection, something like that, or even wired into your car. Obviously, a mount can be used because, again, the grace period is over. That's why we're talking here the first part of 2026, because penalties are now being enforced. It's a $100 fine for the first offense. Higher penalties and potential misdemeanor charges could be possible if a violation of this leads to an injury or even something worse than that. And I guess, Mark, going with that, these penalties can add up if someone is caught maybe several times throughout the year, I guess.
Yeah, and one other thing, just a reminder, is it's not just cell phones, it's also your tablets, laptops, electronic devices. So it's not just your phone. I know it says hands-free for your phone, but it's all those things included.
Any device that you would use to play a game, make a call, or do any sort of messaging. So, yeah, not just your phone. Very good point. Again, we're joined by Hampton Police Chief Mark Morrison. Iowa's hands-free law, fully enforced now as of January 1st. Again, prohibits holding or manually touching your phone or device, typing, scrolling, or swiping, entering GPS data manually. Do that before you start a car, maybe. Watching videos, as Mark said, allowed using voice commands. Again, that's the Bluetooth feature. It's technology now. Using mounted devices for navigation. As long as it's Bluetooth, of course. Headphones as well. And Mark, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add about this new law that's now fully enforced? I guess, you know, around town, you said you haven't had to give out a penalty yet here in a week, but anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just think it's good for the motoring public. There's a lot of distractions nowadays. And, you know, with a lot of teen drivers on the road, it's a new thing for them. So I think it's going to be a good law to have for the safety of our community.
Yeah, safety of the community. And I was going to say, looking at last year, they said the number of traffic fatalities in Iowa has dropped sharply in the past year, could reach a 100-year low as they gather final information. Law enforcement officials point to the state's new law banning the handling of a cell phone while driving as a key factor. And they're looking at the number of traffic fatalities has now fallen below 300 in decades. So we'll see if that remained true there in 2025. Again, we're talking about Iowa's new hands-free law enforcement now in effect. And Mark, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk down the road.
Thank you.
All right, our thanks to Mark Morrison for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.